You may have heard about the New South Wales Police's critical incident investigation into Claire Nolan's death, but have you heard of Operation Mantis? It's another investigation happening in New South Wales, carried out by the state's police watchdog, the Law Enforcement Conduct Commission. Sam Lee is the principal advisor at Redfern Legal Centre in Sydney, and she's representing the now 14-year-old who found himself in hospital with a head injury last September after being arrested by police on the Northern Rivers area. Bay FM's Mia Armitage asked Sam Lee what happened to her client on the 11th of September last year.
Unfortunately, not a lot, because the LEC will be looking at what happened and considering whether it would make any recommendations to a referral for criminal considerations. So I can only tell you he's a young First Nations boy. He's of a tiny frame. He was running from police at the time and during that incident was deeply hurt physically by police action. So much so that there was blood running down his head. He was in and out of consciousness. The fire service came first because they were the ones with first aid who were mostly available. He had to wait some time for that to arrive, and then he had to wait longer for an ambulance to arrive.
You mentioned that your client was running from the police, and I've seen in the documentation some uncertainty as to whether or not your client knew that they were police who may have been chasing him that night because they were undercover police. Are you able to let us know?
I can't go into further detail, I'm afraid. All I can say is that excessive use of police powers against a child is a really important issue in this case. What I get concerned about is the footage that we never get to see, or circumstances where there is no footage. It's just one child's word against a number of adult police officers.
I know that you've got some private hearings happening with this Operation Mantis, as well as the public hearings. For anyone wondering why that is it purely to protect the identity of someone who could potentially be a child victim of crime?
It's really for the privacy of all those participating in the hearings. It includes the child, but not just the child. It's also the police officers involved. I mean, concerns have been raised about identification and the impact of identification on the parties. And that's what the LEC considers when it decides whether names should be released or not.
You mentioned footage and the difference that footage can make in a case like this. Without footage, as you say, it may come down to one person's word against another. And in this case, police officers were not wearing their body-worn cameras. What can you tell us about the circumstances leading up to that omission?
Again, not a lot, I'm afraid. But what I can tell you is that it's still not mandatory for New South Wales Police to wear body-worn video footage. And when they do wear video footage, it's not compulsory to turn it on. And even if they turn it on, it's not compulsory that they then identify that footage as required for evidence.
The role of the police custody manager is something the Law Enforcement Conduct Commission is also examining as part of this case investigation, Operation Mantis. So what is a police custody manager, Sam Lee?
When a child is first brought into a police station, their immediate contact is with a custody manager. The custody manager is responsible for a number of tasks, but one in particular is ensuring the child has access to a lawyer or legal advice. And what has come up in this case is that when a child is given legal advice, either by the Aboriginal Legal Service or Legal Aid, and it's decided that the child does not want to be questioned by police, and that information reported to the custody manager verbally and then in an email in writing, that wish of the child is often overridden in the custody process.
What are some of the other really important factors that have emerged from this investigation?
I think the key issues are some of that you've raised is questioning of children and the really empowerment balance of children in police stations, the desire of children to get out of a police station as quickly as possible, and the way police may utilise that for their own benefit. Luckily, in this case, family members or friends did take their own footage using their mobile phone, although limited and only taken at a particular time. It does really shed light on how use of force is used pretty much the same against children as it is against adults.
Do you have any particular advice for young people and their carers?
Try and cooperate, because if you don't, it unfortunately will make things worse. The most important thing I think you can say to a police officer is that I don't consent to a search, and just say that, and I don't wish to say any more.
Sam Lee, Principal Advisor, Redfern Legal Centre, speaking there with Bay FM's Mia Armitage.